Today marks 10 years since the BP oil spill began off the Louisiana coast. That's when the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig exploded. And over the next 6 months, more than 200 million gallons of crude dumped into the Gulf of Mexico. There are no more tar balls washing up on beaches from Texas to the Florida Panhandle, but there are lingering environmental effects of this disaster. On this week's Florida Matters, WUSF Steve Newborn talks about that with Steve Murawski. He's a fisheries biologist and marine ecologist at the University of South Florida's College of Marine Science in St. Petersburg.
Originally, there was a steep decline in most species in the amount of oil in them, and then it popped back up in 2017 when we did our last comprehensive survey. And we think what's happening is the oil on the sea bottom is not being necessarily landfilled there, but it's resuspended by passage of storms and underwater phenomenon that is sort of like shaking up a snow globe, you know, that the oil in the bottom keeps getting resuspended and then basically entering the food chain.
So every time a hurricane comes zooming up the Gulf, we're going to have tar balls maybe, or some kind of effect on the ecosystem every time?
Yeah, we certainly will have tar balls for decades. And you see that when you see a hurricane on Grand Isle, Louisiana, for example. We know that there's a lot of oil there at the toe of the beach, you know, just underneath. And eventually that will get landfilled as well, but still we'll find deep water tar balls for a long period of time.
All right, Steve, one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot of oil on the bottom of the Gulf was the use of dispersants. This is a product with the interesting name of Corexit was injected at the wellhead site, and it mixed with the oil droplets, either causing them to float in the water column or sink right down to the seabed floor like you were seeing. A lot of studies say that this dispersant could contain cancer-causing agents, toxins, endocrine-disrupting chemicals that mess with the fish's reproductive capabilities. What do you see differently from this spill from previous spills because of the use of dispersants?
This is probably one of the most controversial issues stemming from deep water, and one that continues in terms of debate in the scientific community and in the management community. The real interesting things that we have worked on in the last 10 years is whether or not that made any difference at all. One of the things that our group has done is create what we call Deepwater Horizon in a Can, which is basically a high-pressure facility in Hamburg, Germany. And it's very clever engineers, basically able to inject the oil droplet with or without dispersants. But the key to all this was actually saturating the oil droplets with methane. That's the way the oil came out. And the good analogy is like a spray can or maybe a champagne bottle when you open it. That champagne is infused with carbon dioxide, right? When you have a big pressure drop, like when you open the champagne bottle, it spews out all over the place, right? We think that one of the major factors wasn't the use of dispersants, but that you created all these small droplets by opening the champagne bottle. And we know that there's a huge pressure drop when that oil came out of the hole and that basically went into the seawater. So the real question isn't so much how much we buried with the use of dispersants, whether or not it actually was helpful at all in those two primary objectives. And the scientific community is split on this. And what we need is either another field experiment where we can control this or a much larger experimental tank facility. I mean, the facility we're talking about is about 6 feet high, more at scale. And so I'm sure that the oil industry and the Coast Guard and others are going to think that that is the playbook for the next big subsurface blowout that happens. A lot of the scientists, including myself, are unconvinced that that actually is a method that actually does what it thinks it's doing.
Steve Murawski is a biologist at the University of South Florida's College of Marine Science in St. Petersburg. Thanks so much for all your help. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.